Country Bob FM.
The Bob Almanac is on the air, and it is the Bob Almanac here for today, Tuesday, December 10th, 344th day of the year, 21 left to go. The year is dwindling. All right, today, and we're going to start out today with a Bob Almanac salute.
Benson, if brains were dynamite, you wouldn't have enough to blow your nose.
Logan. Clayton, your brain is so small that you could put it in the Barbie doll's navel and still have room left over for three raisinettes and a list of your important accomplishments.
From the television show Benson, that of course is Benson Dubois, Robert Guillaume, and the man with the man that played Clayton Endicott III, Rene Auberjonois, who was also on Deep Space Nine as Odo. Those were probably his two most famous roles, and he passed away the other day. So we give him, as we give a lot of our, just as we did the other day, who died yesterday? Carol Spinney, Big Bird, man who gave us Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, his two main characters from Sesame Street. They get the Almanac salute. Today, Tuesday, December 10th, this date, 1896, Swedish industrialist Alfred Nobel died. He founded the Nobel Prizes. He gave all the money for the Nobel Prizes. And then it seems that this is the date of his death, that they usually award the Nobel Prize. I'm looking through the, and I didn't include many of them here, but in all the history events here today, a lot of the Nobel Prizes awarded on this date, December 10th. 1906, Teddy Roosevelt, first American to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. There you go. 1906, first American, not just first American president, but the first American to receive the Nobel Peace Prize, 1906. 1919, baseball, the National League votes to ban the spitball. Yeah, the use of the spitball by all new pitchers. So they were going to grandfather it in. Anybody who's already been pitching and playing, oh, you can continue to throw the spitball. But new pitchers, you cannot. 1919. 1927, the WSM Barn Dance became the Grand Ole Opry as radio announcer George Hay introduced the WSM Barn Dance, which had been on for, what, maybe 2 years, if I remember my country music Ken Burns special correctly. And if I remember, too, WSM stood for We Shelter Millions or We Secure Millions. It was an insurance company that owned the radio station. But he quoted and he coined the phrase Grand Ole Opry, 1927, on this date. 1936.
A few hours ago, I discharged my last duty as king and emperor. And now that I have been succeeded by my brother, the Duke of York, my first words must be to declare my allegiance to him.
Yeah, that's what you got to do when you abdicate. Dan, he abdicated, Duke of York. So Edward VIII signed his instrument of abdication this date because of the love of a woman. That's right, Wallace Simpson must have been a heck of a lady, an American divorcee, because he gave up the throne for her. 1936. 1953, Hugh Hefner published the first Playboy magazine. The first magazine featured a calendar photo of actress Marilyn Monroe, and how should we say it? She was in the All Together. 1953. 1963.
What is your name? Donnie? Yes, sir. Well, how old are you?
Five.
Five, and you sing along with your brothers, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you know, yes, sir, that's my baby?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you better believe it, he knows it.
Mighty sweet, take a look right over there, see you're coming down the street.
The Osmond Brothers on the Andy Williams Show, and it was Donnie Osmond making his debut as a singer. This date, 1963, you know, after a little bit, Andy Williams, kind of after he sang, he's 5 years old, he stepped back and, you know, he said, you know what? He is a little bit rock and roll. Donny Osmond, 1963. 1967, let's remember Otis Redding.
Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of bay,
Otis Redding killed, plane crash. He was going from, I think it was Cleveland to Madison, Wisconsin, and they crashed into the lake right next to Madison. And here's his big hit, Dock of the Bay. And did you know he recorded this song just a few days before the accident, and this whistling wasn't supposed to be in the song? They hadn't finished the lyrics yet, so he just whistled at the end when they were recording it at Stax Records in Memphis. And he was just whistling because, well, we'll go in and we'll actually put lyrics in there later. And, of course, they weren't able to do that ever because of the plane crash that stayed in 1967. And I'm glad, you know, I'm not glad that the plane crashed, but certainly for the song, Dock of the Bay, that whistling is iconic. That was in 1967. 1978.
Because of the wisdom and compassion of Jor-El, because he knew the human race had the capacity for goodness, he sent us his only son. His name is Kal-El.
Kal-El, we know him best as Superman, and of course his alter ego, the mild-mannered Clark Kent. So that was the state 1978. Christopher Reeve, Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, and Margot Kidder, and of course the single greatest moment of that movie.
Mitch Tessmacher!
Oh, you know it. Definitely Superman. I remember going to see that on a Saturday and then talking about it with my friends at Sunday school on Sunday morning. Superman, 1978. 84 this day.
Where nothing ever grows, nor rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at home?
All those British singers got together. They called themselves Band Aid. And they did this song, and it was released. Do They Know It's Christmas? And it raised money for African famine relief. And, of course, without this, we probably wouldn't have had USA for Africa. This was really the first one, 1984, on this date. And you never knew you needed a Christmas song with Boy George in it until you heard that one. That was 1984. Let's remember Richard Pryor today.
That's right. That's right. We're bad. That's right. That's right. Darn right.
Richard Pryor passed away of heart failure, age of 65. He had battled multiple sclerosis since 1986. He had drug issues, almost burned himself to death once doing drugs. He lived to be 65, 2005, and there he is with his good buddy Gene Wilder. And of course, Richard Pryor helped write Blazing Saddles. Richard Pryor, 2005, passing away on this date. And on the same day, 14 years ago today, 4 plus 10 equals 14. Garth and Trisha got married. Nice, quiet, small ceremony at their house. December 10th, 2005. Happy anniversary, Garth and Trisha. Birthdays now.
Oh, Yeller. Oh, Yeller. You're all cut to pieces. You're gonna be all right, you hear? I'll get Mama. Mom will fix you up for sure.
Mom was not only a midwife, but she also was an amateur veterinarian. So she could patch up old Yeller nice and easy. And although he would eventually get rabies, as you know, from those wild hogs. And there's Tommy Kirk. He was the oldest son, kind of became the man of the house after they got old Yeller there from the Rifleman. He was in a lot of those Disney movies. Swiss Family Robinson, Son of Flubber, Absent-Minded Professor. Tommy Kirk still with us here today. It's still mourning. I'm sure he cried when old Yeller died in real and in the movie. 78 for Tommy Kirk here today.
Trees swaying in the summer.
Oh, by the way, Virtual Neil is taking the day off today. Virtual Neil also getting a procedure.
Kisses on a summer's day.
For Virtual Neil, we call it defragmentation. He's getting defragged.
Just you.
So this song, big 60s hit, as big as they come, for Chad and Jeremy, a summer song. And Chad of Chad and Jeremy, Chad Stewart, he's 76 here today. Country singer Johnny Rodriguez.
Yes, your love put a song, put a song, put a song in my heart.
Never have one of his number ones. He had a bunch of number ones in the 70s. Ride My Thumb to Mexico. Pass Me By if you're just passing through. Just a few. So Johnny Rodriguez, 68 today. The Partridge Family Bus is cruising through town. They're going to play at the Medina.
Hello world, here's a song.
Just kidding.
Come on, get happy.
Susan Day, who was Lori on Partridge Family. And then all of a sudden she popped up on L.A. Law and you're going, wait a minute. So Susan Day, 67. More music here today. Oh. Frasier from Cheers knew how to Wang Chung. They turned the name of their band into a verb. Genius. Jack Hughes, lead singer. He's Wang Chunging. 65 here today on the Almanac.
In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
1980s, 82, 83 or so, I think, for this song. Gentleman named Paul Hardcastle. And it brought back memories, thoughts, and some facts from Vietnam War. Paul Hardcastle did that song. He is 62, and she was the, you know, they do this on shows all the time. We call it jumping the shark, and they even had to do that on The Cosby Show.
Sometimes, but not little kids' games anymore. Big people's games.
Like what?
Poker.
You play poker in preschool?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, we had to, that was a good clip, but we had to use the disgraced audio of Bill Cosby in there as well. I apologize to anybody who might be offended by that. But there she is. She's so raven, and she was Olivia on The Cosby Show because Rudy got too old and awkward and gangly, so they bring in another young kid. It's TV sitcom 101. And Raven Simone, 34 today. All right, Gone But Not Forgotten's Emily Dickinson. You heard me read the Kenny Chesney poetry, lyrics to poetry, etc. earlier here this morning. Everything I've learned about poetry, I learned from Emily Dickinson. And she's born on this date, 1830. Educator, librarian, where would we be without the Dewey Decimal System? Before the Dewey Decimal System, libraries were chaotic. It was a madhouse. It was a gong show until Melville Dewey came along and came up with his decimal system. And we've been such a better society since 1851. Chet Huntley's on our list.
Israel today, our Middle East, a week after Egypt did, 5 days after Jordan. The plan includes a 90-day ceasefire on the Egyptian front.
That's Chet Huntley from the Huntley-Brinkley Report. At least David Brinkley smiled. I don't ever think I've ever seen a clip of Chet Huntley at any point in time smiling. He must have just been a hoot at parties. The NBC Christmas parties, Chet Huntley whooping it up. Chet Huntley, 1911 on this date. Big Hoss.
Horse?
No, ma'am, not horse. Hoss.
I'm charmed, horse.
Not horse.
Hoss?
No.
No.
Hoss.
What a lovely name it is.
They could never get that lovely name right. Dan Blocker, who was Hoss Cartwright. You know, sometimes they lost Little Joe and they just assumed Hoss ate him. But Dan Blocker, 1928, he passed away way too young.
Mercy!
Don't tell Neil how many audio bits I have for Gone But Not Forgotten. He's going to want this many next time he's on. So it's just a little secret between you and I. Before there was Timmy, there was Jeff on Lassie. Jeff was falling into wells well before Timmy was. On Lassie, and the kid who played Jeff, the original kid on Lassie, Tom Redding, 1941, Gone But Not Forgotten.
Say is J.J. Nair, tell him that sweet daddy Williams is here.
One day I'm going to have an outfit like sweet daddy Williams.
He is, kid. Dynamite himself. What's happening, my man?
I'm more concerned with
What's going to be happening?
He played Sweet Daddy Theodore Williams, and then he would show up like as a janitor on a show from, you know, every now and then. He was born this day, 1943. He's gone, but not forgotten
today.
Don't you
put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us! You are not paralyzed!
I am so paralyzed!
Michael Clark Duncan, he passed away way too young. The Green Mile, and there he is in the Talladega Nights Ballad of Ricky Bobby, 1957. And one more.
These four walls closing more every day, and I'm dying inside.
Kevin Sharp passed away 4 or 5 years ago. A stomach issue. Intestinal issue. Big hit here, nobody knows. 1970. Oh, Neil, oh wait, Virtual Neil is here. They're now
they're all gone,
gone,
but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. That's it. Thank you for joining us. Back again tomorrow.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.